Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Welcoming back to the podcast, Coach Dan Mullen, to talk a little bit about his first year at Mississippi State versus Jeff Lebby's first year here at Mississippi State. And Coach, Coach Lebby does the Nick Saban thing. You get to talk to assistants once a year. We talked to them a couple weeks ago and got to talk to Chad Bompas, your former player. And we asked him, are the vibes similar to year one at Dan Mullen, year one in Jeff Lebby? And he couldn't have been stronger in his answer that they were, that he felt like the buy-in, the excitement around the program in the building and outside of the building were very similar. So back to your first day at Mississippi State and your first meeting with that team, what's your message to those players when you're walking in the door?
You know what? It was interesting. I go back to the first meeting, and one of the big things I brought up with the players was on their ownership and everything that was going to happen within the program and what we were going to do. And I always asked the question. I said, "Hey, how many of you guys want to win football games?" And you know, everybody, you know, that you put in the work and you think you want to win, and everyone raised their hand. And I said, here comes the problem. I said, you were wishing that you could win, because if you wanted to win, you would have done more. And there wouldn't be a new coach standing in front of you. You had a good coach here before, you know, an experienced, a veteran guy. But the buy-in couldn't have been all there through everybody. And I'm not throwing the players under the bus, the coaches, the administration. They're just, everybody wasn't aligned, and the buy-in wasn't exactly where it needed to be successful. And I said, we're going to make sure that buy-in is there and everybody is going to want to win. And, you know, guys bought in. We were able to go win. They really put in the time. They really put in the effort. You know, I kind of said there's a big difference between wishing and wanting and the work that you guys have to do, not just with the coaches, with the workout plan, with the game plan, the work you have to do extra above and beyond on your own to be successful. And, you know, we had huge buy-in from everybody, and that's so critical, because the leadership, you know, I was the new guy, you know, everybody else had been around the program. I'm the new guy walking in the door. But when the leadership and the veteran guys on the team buy in right away, it certainly helped, because that trickled throughout everybody on the team. And hopefully for Coach Lebby, the same type of buy-in. It's been a tough couple of years within the program. You know, for you know, with the passing of Coach Leach and everybody feeling everything's going in the right direction, a little bit of uncertainty, and Coach Arnett comes in, who I really am a big fan of, but it was kind of a tough transition time, if you will. You know, he was almost caught in an unwinnable transition, into Coach Lebby coming in with the excitement that there is complete buy-in for how he wants to run the program moving forward.
When you got the job at Mississippi State, the national sentiment kind of was, it's Dan Mullen's time to be a head coach. You had been so successful as a coordinator. You'd won a couple of national titles down there at Florida, and it was your time to get your own program. Do you feel the same way about Jeff Lebby? Has his career built to this point where now it's his time to be a head coach?
And I think absolutely. I think, you know, I mean, know him. I don't know him great, but I do know him. I think he's put in the time. He's been around a lot of big programs. I think he's been in the SEC, which certainly helps. I think one of the hardest things coming into the Southeastern Conference as a head coach is not having background within the league. And, you know, and not, you have to have background as a head coach, just background and understand what it's all about. And I think you look at the times, the similarity between he and I of taking an offensive-minded assistant coach that's younger, hungry, ready to go, take their shot and show what they can do. I think it is a lot of pressure. And in college football, a lot of times you get one opportunity. Very few people in college football get a second opportunity coaching. In the NFL, they kind of recycle people over and over and over again. But in college football, you have that one shot. And I knew coming in the door, I said, you know, this is my one opportunity, my one chance to make it as a head coach. And I think Coach Lebby is probably feeling some of the same pressures, you know, but I think one of the great things about Mississippi State is if you believe in the program, you believe in the people, you embrace not just Mississippi State, but the entire state of Mississippi, they'll embrace you right back. I guess not being there on a daily basis now, I certainly hope. I know there's a whole new administration with a new athletic director, new head coach. There's a lot of newness around the program. That embrace is going on in both directions, because I think that is what makes Mississippi State different, is the people and the people that are so special. You know, I mean, the thing that made it great for me were the people, the people in Mississippi and how they embraced me, my family. I know we embrace them back, and the relationships that you have with everybody is what made it so special.
When you came to Mississippi State, I'll never forget the marketing campaign, the spread the fun, because Mississippi State had just been so poor offensively prior to your arrival. And Mississippi State's kind of doing the same thing now with a Showtime at State. And they're trying to sell tickets for entertainment as much as the idea of winning. When you came to Mississippi State, was it important for you to tell fans, hey, look, win or loss, the games are going to be more entertaining going forward?
Well, marketing's a huge part of it. You know, as a head coach, you wear many, many different hats, and marketing certainly is one of the hats that you wear. And I know when we got there, they had been struggling offensively. And I will say this, you know, as the old adage go, defense wins championships, offense sells tickets. Mm-hmm. So, but part of my whole vision within creating the program when I got there, was a team that the fans could be proud of. You know, when we always talk about relentless effort. So you came, watched us play. Hey, you knew we were going to give everything we had. Hey, we're gonna be exciting to watch. So, hey, you want to be at the stadium. You know, we started the Don't Stop Believing in the fourth quarter. One, to create this extra energy, excitement, trying to create. I always felt game day for the fan experience, there should be something for everybody inside and outside the stadium. It's like it's a destination. You can't wait for a home Saturday in Starkville, because the team's going to give everything they have for you. Hopefully it's going to be exciting games with offense and points, and that'll be fun to watch. Outside the stadium, we're going to create an environment. We're going to have like a concert going on at the start of the fourth quarter. The Don't Stop Believing, obviously, was kind of a fun song, obviously a great stadium song, but really kind of a Mississippi State song of the fans. Don't stop believing. We might just pull this off here in the fourth quarter. Stick with us here for all four quarters. And don't stop believing in us as a team and a program and a university. And I think that is a great marketing, because it also gives you the home field advantage. And the one thing the Southeastern Conference is different, when those you walk in, the first thing people say, hey, I don't really want to go have to play in Starkville. I don't want to have to deal with the cowbells. I don't want to have to do with this. So there's already the opponents coming in are already intimidated by the stadium, the excitement, the energy that the fans create. And that's done by creating this atmosphere and really, creating all the hype around the program.
Something I've always wanted to ask you, your first play call at Mississippi State was a double reverse pass. Was that intentional just to show the fans, hey, things are a little different offensively here?
Absolutely. That was like, you knew we were going to launch the ball deep some way, somehow. I'm like, all right, that it could have gone the other way. I think it was an incompletion.
It was.
But at least there was excitement. You know what? It was an incompletion, but thank goodness we didn't fumble one of the reverses and people like, oh my. What are these idiots doing? I was just happy we got the ball off. And at that point, you know what? My biggest fear my first year at Mississippi State was the spring game. And I don't know if anybody remembers it. I think they had said the year before it was ended in a 0-0 or 3-0 tie, or like a 3-0 game. And I said, okay. So if you remember my first game, we did the circle it up, our 1-on-1 blocking drills. And we gave points for that to make sure it wasn't going to end 0-0. It was, how do we put points on the board? How do we create that energy and that excitement? And I think that first year, we certainly did the buy-in. And you know what? Even after that, as we started winning at Mississippi State, we found ways to win games as a team. You know, we won a lot of high-scoring games. We won some low-scoring games, too. But I think it was early on that buy-in of the fans that a lot of people tell me, and it was always a tough one for me, the game that changed everything in year one, we lost to LSU. And we had a chance to win the game late in the game on the goal line. We didn't convert. And a lot of fans came and they said that that changed the mindset because we come to the games now believing we could win. We used to come to support the team. Even though we didn't win the game, now we believe that we can win. And I think that really changed the whole attitude, the mindset in it. I think, you know, when I first got there, our average attendance, I said, I think the year before we got there was like 32,000. Mm-hmm. And when we left, it was 65,000. We got to expand the stadium. But, you know, that is a lot to everybody in marketing, a lot, and really to the fan buy-in of how they created. You know, you can do everything you want in marketing. You can do everything you want as a coach. It's the fan buy-in that creates the atmosphere. The fans feed off each other. The students feed off each other. They create this energy and excitement that make it a fun atmosphere. You know, if you go to a concert and everyone just sits down, doesn't sing along or applaud and doesn't stand up or do anything, it's probably going to be a pretty boring concert. But if everybody's jumping around, having a great time, being excited in the stands, there's energy that feeds back and forth that makes it special. And that's what the fans at Mississippi State have always done.
Coach, you're really good at this media thing. My next question was literally going to be about that LSU game and the momentum. Because you're right. I felt like leaving the stadium that day, I was like, this program is going in the right direction because this is a game a year ago they had lost 45-0. And now you're losing. now you're right there with a chance to win. Do you think Lebby could get a win, not a win like that, but a momentum boost like that if he goes to Texas or goes to Georgia and comes up just short?
I don't. It's as much on the at home as is important as on. It's the fans coming to the stadium to support the team to believe that it was that LSU game was hard. All my high school friends had come to the game, and the thing that was funny is, you know, they were like, we were leaving the stadium and people were like cheering us as we were driving away, and they're like, did they like? I'm like, you guys got to calm down. They were actually angry. They're like, why are we lost? Like, it's not acceptable. And you know, we're pretty competitive people. We won a state championship together in high school. Like, I don't know why anybody's cheering. We didn't win the game. And I said, well, because that they didn't even score last year. We almost won. There's energy, excitement about the direction we're headed. And they never, you know, I think everybody in Mississippi knows, you know, those New Hampshire guys would come down once a year and probably terrorize the town of Starkville and have just a fabulous time. Believing, supporting the team, you know, I mean, everybody, all of their kids still wear Mississippi State clothing to this day. And that was their team. And in the Northeast, you don't have college football like that. But it was, I think for Coach Lebby, I think it is, you know, hey, there's going to be some tough games, I'm sure, in year one, and that they have a tough schedule. And the SEC is certainly not an easy place to go play. It's watching the team compete and battle for four quarters is going to be the key. And I think as the fans look and they say, hey, you know what, his brand, his excitement, what he's preaching is being seen on the field. You know, I always thought if, you know, when you watch us, they say, hey, you know, we're going to be a team that plays with a relentless effort. So if people came to the games and they said, but these guys do play really hard. They're tough. They might not be the best team out there, but they're going to play really hard. And they can believe in that, buy into it. I said we'd be a team that has a passion for the game of football. You know, we started, you know, trying to bring back the Dogtown Rock, going to celebrate, make sure we're singing the alma mater, and we have a passion for the game playing and a passion for being Mississippi State Bulldogs. And I thought they really bought into that. So the fans bought into that. And I said, hey, we're going to reach our potential every day. We're always going to try to get better. You watch us from one game to the next, we're going to get better as the season goes on. Well, you know what? The team got better. The fans got better. Everybody bought in. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, a couple of years later, they're really reaping the benefits. Really, the next year, we ended up being a top 15 team. We were reaping the benefit of that quickly on all pages, and everybody buying in, doing the same thing. And I think for Coach Lebby, that's going to be the key, is the message he's preaching, the fans see that on the field, and it makes it easier for them to buy in.
If you could sit down with Jeff Lebby today and talk to him, what's the one piece of advice you'd really want to give him about this job in particular?
Well, I mean, the one is you have to embrace the state of Mississippi. You know, I think that is the biggest thing. We recruited a lot of players from Mississippi, had a lot of success. The people of Mississippi, you know, I mean, I'm a guy from the Northeast, but I came in and both my kids are born. And you know, if you ask my kids where they're from, they'll say they're from Mississippi. I think there's a lot of jobs, and college football has become so national now, and, you know, the transfer portal and kids coming to play from all over the country. And you kind of have a little bit more of this national mindset. I think one thing that's special at Mississippi State is the pride that people have. You know, we don't just represent. I always said to the guys, I said, you look at your jersey and it says Mississippi State on it. I said, you don't just represent Mississippi State. You can flip it. You represent the state of Mississippi. And as long as you embrace that, I think the fans really embrace that and they really appreciate it. And, you know, and they have a lot of pride in the state. They're special people there. I mean, I think as everybody knows to this day, I still love Mississippi, the state of Mississippi, and I still love Mississippi State. So I think that buy-in is so huge for a coach coming in to make sure you understand that about the university.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here on this last question. We talked to you back in the before the Egg Bowl when the job was open, and I'm sure your mentions were as full as mine were people asking, would you be interested in returning to Mississippi State? So we'll ask it this way. Did you, if you had been asked, would you have considered a return to Starkville?
You know, I would, you know, if Dr. Keenum, I know Dr. Keenum really well in the Keenum family, and I think a lot of the people there, if they called me and said, hey, would you be interested in coming back? I certainly would have a conversation, just respect to my love of the school. And, you know, I would have a conversation, whether it would go anywhere or not, I don't know. But it would certainly be a conversation I would always have. And if it wasn't me, I'd always said, hey, I would love to, if I'm not coming back, I would love to do everything I can to help you get the right people place if you need to, because I do care about the school. I'd love to see, I want to see Mississippi State have success, and, you know, and win at a high level. And so I think that care about the school, I would always be willing to have that conversation. And if it was like, hey, you are the absolute best person for this job and the time's right and this is how we make everything the best, then I would have to consider it. And if it was like, hey, we, you know, how do we make it the best? It might not be me. The timing might not be right for someone like me to come back, or I might not be at the right place to come back. But I certainly would always want to help the university every way I can to make it as good as it possibly can be.
Coach, really great interview. Thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to seeing you on ESPN this college football season. Hopefully back in Starkville very soon.
Yeah, you know, I would love, I don't know if I'll get back there to on the football side of things, we don't know, but I love getting back. You know, we try to get back at least once or twice a year with the family, to visit our friends in Starkville or go see friends and that we were close to us. Always try to get a couple rounds of golf out over at Old Waverly as well. So we always have a great time and love getting back once or twice a year.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.